The Conservative Party has had to resort to the DUP in order to remain in power after the general election on June 8th. But where both are obviously framed as politically and socially conservative, there are quite significant differences between the two. Their stances on abortion and gay marriage, for example. Still, the talks are on track, as we are assured more or less daily. But which areas are particularly contested from your point of view?
I think probably one of them will be in relation to the budget. It seems, although this morning one of the DUP negotiators, Jeffrey Donaldson, was saying that the media reports of them looking for £2 million to increase their budget are greatly exaggerated. What is true is that they probably are looking for more money. Also, in relation to education, they are looking for, in some ways, to ensure that education in the north of Ireland remains affordable. In some ways, we know that there is an increasing debt of students' loans. This is the government forcing students, actually, to take on loans to be able to finish their third-level education. And in Scotland and in the north of Ireland, because they have those autonomous governments, they are trying to actually stop that from happening.
I mean, I have to say that outside of the UK and Ireland, we haven't heard much of the DUP except for its role in the power-sharing government in Belfast. The party does have historic ties with the loyalist movement, including its more militant branches. But from a more contemporary point of view, what role does the DUP play in Northern Irish politics today?
I don't know if you remember when the Good Friday Agreement was signed in 1998, the DUP was very much a fringe party. The main unionist party was called the UUP and was led by David Trimble. The DUP was, in some way, the creation of the man who was its leader till nearly his death. This is the Reverend Ian Pidsley, and it's very much based on religious principles, apart from, obviously, a conservative and a unionist political outlook. Ian Pidsley created his own church called the Free Presbyterian, which is kind of one of the most Christian strict churches in the north, basically. For example, in what it comes to the respect to the Sabbath, so no working, no meeting, no enjoying on Sundays, basically. And also his views on gay rights, basically. Gates should be safe and they should be cured according to their beliefs. And obviously against abortion, also the submissive role of women, et cetera, et cetera. So basically what it was Catholicism probably or Christianism back, I don't know, in the 15th century. Currently in the north, they are the most voted party and the party that has more representatives. However, obviously what is happening is that as the nationalists and the Republican voters are getting more active, you can see that the difference between, for example, the votes of Sinn Féin and the DUP at the last election was reduced at nothing, basically. The DUP has only one more representative in legislative assembly in Belfast. And even in these last elections, it's true, they got 10 MPs going to London, members of parliament, but Sinn Féin got 7. So the differences are getting closer. At the moment, the main difficulties with the DUP in power in the north is the same that is happening now in the negotiations in London. Is their basically arrogance and the fact that they believe themselves too important, really, to negotiate or to make any no concessions, but try to reach in some kind of agreement that could be satisfactory for everyone. They have very clear what is their vision, and that's what they want to impose to everyone they negotiate with.
Do you feel like issues such as gay rights and abortion rights, which are very much more progressive in the UK, in England, Scotland and Wales than in the Northern Ireland part. Do you think that the DUP will kind of keep that extra legislation, so to say, in Northern Ireland, whereas the UK, the other parts of the UK are kind of more progressive and Theresa May will not touch these extra wishes?
Yes, that was one of the issues that actually worried the most to some members of the Conservative Party. We have to remember, for example, in Scotland, the leader of the Conservatives is actually a lesbian woman and she is engaged with a Catholic, Irish Catholic woman. So they are going to get married. And obviously they were quite worried. She was quite worried about the possibilities that this alliance will have some impact on the general rights for the LGBTIQ community in the UK. However, because this issue has been devolved to the different autonomous government, it seems that the DUP doesn't want to, in some ways, impose themselves in Scotland, et cetera, et cetera. But they are very clearly trying to protect their kind of, I don't know how to call it, 15th century politics in the north. In fact, very recently, only like 2 days ago, although the DUP has actually denied that they have sent a letter to Scotland in relation to the rights of the LGBTIQ community. It was funny because the Scottish government decided to publish the letter that was actually not only sent but signed by the woman who was the Prime Minister of the North of Ireland and currently still the leader of the DUP. Arlene Foster, she was asking the Scottish government to create some kind of legislation that will ensure that gay couples that may have got into a civil partnership in the north of Ireland wouldn't be given the rights of equal marriage in Scotland, because then if they will come back to the north of Ireland, they may feel that they are entitled to have more rights, basically, and entitlements. So, yeah, clearly, yeah, they are not ready to change. I don't think this is going to have a big impact on the LGBT community. However, one of the Conservative ministers have already conceded that they may have some impact on the dates for abortion, you know, abortion up to 12 weeks and up to 25 weeks. And he said those actually can change. And in some ways, we have to think the Conservative Party is also a Conservative Party. So there will be people that will be opposed to abortion in the ranks. But obviously, I think that the dependency on this very backwards party that has been defined as the dinosaurs by the Green Party, and I have to agree with them in this, is really going to have some kind of impact on the policies of the Conservatives.
People like the former Prime Minister John Major have suggested to me that to abstain from a coalition with the DUP because the peace process between the Republic and the North would suffer. And some like Sinn Féin leader Gary Adams even think that a formal coalition would be in breach with the Good Friday Agreement. Would you agree that there is a problem with the new government being one-sided in some way?
Yeah, well, for a start, we can. I think May will be wise actually to pay attention to what John Major said, because John Major actually was a victim of this a similar situation with the DUP back in 1996. If you remember, the peace process started basically in 1994 when it became public that there have been secret talks between the British government and Sinn Féin, and there was a ceasefire call in August 1994 by the IRA, and the ceasefire came to an end in 1996. This happened mostly because they have been impasse in the peace process. And this impasse was caused by the fact that the Conservative government at the time, that was led by John Major, had very small majority in the London Parliament, and some of the Conservative members of Parliament actually have to, some of them die, some of them retire or step down, so that basically left a John Major depending on the votes of the DUP. At the time, and the UUP, the Unionist parties, that were not really very interested in the progress of the peace process at the time. They rather stay in the situation of supremacy that they have enjoyed for decades. So, that basically brought back the IRA into action. For a start, yes, it will be important that he listens to it. Is the Good Friday Agreement in danger? I think it's mostly the British government has always presented itself as a moderator and a neutral part in this peace process, when really everything in some ways comes from what the Republicans will consider the occupation of the north of Ireland by the British forces. In some ways, they have interacted very closely with unionist paramilitaries. So really, it's difficult to understand from a nationalist or a Catholic perspective that really they can present themselves as neutral. But really, this alliance with the DUP is making it even worse in some ways. The DUP is obviously part of the government in the north, is part of the current negotiations to form that government in Belfast. At the same time, they also have power in London at the moment, so they can very easily manipulate the government in London to actually influence the negotiations in Belfast, where they are supposed to be chairing and moderating, okay, and in the favor of the unionists. So really, that's the first question. Also, is the question of the Brexit. Although the majority in the north of Ireland voted to remain in the European Union, because of the vote in England and Wales, they have been in some way dragged out of the European Union because of the Brexit. And the Unionist alliance with the Conservative Party is making more difficult efforts to actually try to negotiate a special status for the north of Ireland that will allow them not only to remain in some ways within the European Union, but also to eliminate the possibility of the coming back of the border that divided Ireland until basically 1998, which was you were traveling to Belfast, and when you get to the border, there was military presence, helicopters, military bases, police. That's the main issues, really.